This article is entitled Making Connections, One Coffee Bean at a Time, written by J.N. Shimko. In 1999, a pastor from the Greater Milwaukee Synod embarked on a visit to Meru, a small town in the northern part of Tanzania and home to coffee farmers who struggle to make a living selling their beans to buyers. And most of these families belong to the Meru Diocese of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Tanzania. During one of the discussions with the residents, many of whom lived on the volcano that provides Meru its name, one of the farmers asked, "We grow coffee, you drink coffee, will you buy our coffee?" And the answer is yes. That simple question became the foundation of the Mount Meru Coffee Project, a joint partnership between Lutherans from two cities tucked away in their quieter regions of their respective countries that has not only established a niche market in the Synod, but also lifted up the living conditions for farmers nestled on the mountain. It has become the foundation of a lasting relationship between Milwaukee congregations that continue to learn about their siblings in Christ nearly a half world away, while farmers there gain new ways to provide for their families by selling to congregations in Milwaukee. But no one knew this would come about when the pastor returned home. The project was born out of a need to sell coffee beans at rates that at least met the industry standard, and most of the farmers used parts of their land, about 1 to 3 acres, to grow coffee, while the rest was used to sustain their households, said Ron Borer, who oversees the Ambassadors for the Coffee Project. Because of the low yields and difficulty reaching the land compared to commercial farms across the globe, international buyers tended to overlook what was growing. In questioning the pastor, the Tanzanian farmers sought a way to be paid a fair rate. But the cost of buying the beans and shipping them from the east coast of Africa to the Midwest proved to be greater than initially anticipated. Borer says the first import, which made no sense, was about 700 pounds per year. But they discovered with the early shipments that the beans weren't comparable to the kind sold in red and blue canisters throughout the U.S. grocery stores. Instead, they were better. Roasters who cup the beans, evaluate the product that is, determined that the Mount Meru beans were of a premium grade. We found out that we had a pretty good product here, Borer said. Meru isn't easy to access for most people, and for the farmers near the dormant volcano, leaving the area doesn't happen very often. Access to the farms involves leaving roads, which negates the use of cars. The process can be more laborious than other agriculture, with the fruit being washed, depulped, the pit or the bean is removed from the fruit, dried under the sun, on 40-foot racks under oversight of the farmers' wives to ensure the beans don't get too much sun, and then it has to be stored before being hauled to the city. Before the project started, most farmers were living off of $400 a year. Some of the farmers were uprooting the trees because it just wasn't worth giving up the land, Borer said. But with the high-quality product and the pastor's promise, the project began. Jerry Schmidt, one of the group's earlier leaders, realized that there was some great potential in selling the beans, but not from a financial perspective. He developed a two-part mission: raise awareness and familiarity of the Meru Diocese with Milwaukee area congregations, while also lifting up the livelihood of the farmers. Schmidt and the project's team created ambassador roles for each synod congregation. These members created content for church newsletters, bulletins, and later emails while selling the beans in the narthex or fellowship hall each Sunday. Congregants ordered their coffee between services. The ambassadors then sent the orders to the project's offices where the beans were ground and packaged to ship out by Tuesday, ready for pickup the next Sunday. Schmidt's plan worked. From over 700 pounds that first year, the Mount Meru Coffee Project has grown to ship 20 to 30,000 pounds of coffee each year, packaged in 132-pound sacks of green beans to ensure a longer shelf life. In Tanzania, farmers raise their standard of living, expanding their crops, adding water and electricity to their homes, and enabling their children to go to school past the public-mandated 12-year-old limit. For farmers, the project's success is enough to put fuel in the fire on our end, because you know how their lives have been improved, Borer said. The relationship between the synod and the diocese has grown as well. Project leaders travel back and forth between Milwaukee and Usa River, the capital of the region where Mount Meru is located. The two coordinators in Tanzania work with the farmers to help them learn better farming practices, and in coordination with the diocese, they maintain the Meru Specialty Coffee Growers Association, which not only helps manage the export laws that govern shipping the beans to Milwaukee, but also allows the farmers to sell them at standard rates or higher should something happen to the project in the U.S. It furthers our mission to help them so that they don't have to rely on our sustainability, Borer said of the association. The mission work is a primary function of the project, not the sales they make in the U.S. A big part of the mission, he says, isn't the coffee or how we got here, he said, but to make our congregations aware of our brothers and sisters in our sister synod in Tanzania. That success has translated into further growth for the farmers through the Tanzanian Coffee Research Institute. Each year, more than 100 farmers travel to Moshi in the neighboring Kilimanjaro region for a 3-day training on techniques to improve their coffee growing quality and quantity. The farmers return home with new methods to improve their yields, but also to receive disease-free and insect-resistant plants to expand their crops, when sure, in sustainabilities for years to come. And with the pandemic that has consumed the world, the timing couldn't be better. When the churches shut down because of COVID-19, the project's model shifted. The pandemic forced the majority of the year's revenue to come through website sales, using a system installed just a couple of years earlier, increasing the project's reach beyond Milwaukee to all parts of the U.S. Borer said sales have only increased since the pandemic hit in March, and this has enabled them to continue supporting the Meru farmers, furthering outreach to even more Americans and fostering stronger bonds between the two countries so ambassadors can continue to share stories of what the farmers in town, nestled in the northern corner of an East African nation, are doing to congregants gathering in the northern part of the U.S.